Now, I cannot heal you. The man that tells you to heal you, he's wrong. You're already healed. But it's recognizing the presence of Jesus Christ. Now, if Martha knew that if she could see him again, that she'd get her desire because he was the manifested Word. Can we believe that much tonight? To believe it? Sure we ought to. He has come. He's come. He's come in the form of the Holy Ghost. That's who he is. Now, you just pray. See up here, I had somebody standing here right here by me, and just praying to see so many people praying. It's all over the building. You just have to watch the king say, Brother Grant, no, sir, I couldn't do it. No more you can dream me a dream. See, you might dream, you, I could have you dream a dream of me, you believe it. But you can't do it yourself. You can say, Brother Grant, I'm going to dream a dream of you. Now, no, you can't do that. You didn't ask me a vision. Everyone who gives a dream to you, that's the one who has to do it. Same way it is my vision. See a man sitting out here in the road with arthritis. If he'll believe with all his heart, God will heal him with arthritis. You believe you'll do it, sir? Sitting out there, a Mexican man sitting at the end of the road, will you believe it? Lord. The lady sitting next to you, she also has arthritis, too. You believe God will heal you, lady? Is this got a ring down to it? I'm afraid the people don't hear it. You will? All right. How about the other little Mexican lady sitting by her? She suffered from the stomach trouble. You believe God will heal your stomach, lady? She got it. When I see that light go down, that means it happened. Yeah. And that's it. It struck her. There was swirling all around. That does. When he can find faith, the many things he could not do because of their unbelief. Here's the lady sitting here praying for him. She's scared. She should be. She's got a cancerous condition. Real bad. I don't know you. But God knows you. You believe in God to tell me about this cancer or something like that? Look at me. There's so many of their friends just want to see it. Look at us. Now, yes, you're not from here. This is not your home. You're from a place called Porterville, California. You think God can tell me who you are? You know, your name is Mrs. Wyndham. That's right. Now believe me, I can't show you.
Hallelujah.
If thou canst believe, that's all God has to do. If thou canst believe. Can you believe that with all your heart? Somebody in this section in here, can't you believe? The Master has come and called for you. He's calling you from death to life, from sickness to health. Here's a man sitting right back here, head down praying. He's really not praying for himself. He's praying about somebody else. It's a girl. It's his daughter. You believe, sir? You got trouble with your legs. You got trouble with your knees. That's right. No need of weeping. That's him, that guy. Your daughter is in a hospital, isn't she? Two birth states. You believe. You believe the Master has come and called. Will you believe in somebody? You will? Maybe he did his prayer tonight, and you may be over. Here's a little boy. A little brown-faced boy. He's suffering with a skin disease, an asthma, a little Mexican boy. Soon. He isn't from here. He's from San Jose. You believe, son? Another thing, your father is here with you. He's a minister. That is right. You believe God can tell me what your name is? Will you make you believe real strong? Your name is Reuben, not Lee. The Master has come, and he calls for you. Oh, sinner. Oh, sick person. Don't you see the Master manifested in a human being between believers? He's come to call his believing children to health. He's come to call the sinner to repentance. That's the
better church member. The Master has come and called for you. Do you believe it? Do you believe it for your needs right now? If you do, raise up your hand and say, I believe for my needs. Then raise up on your feet now and accept it. The Master has come and called for thee. Hey, whoever you are, whatever needs you have for, the Master has come and he calls for you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That little woman went into the city and said, come see a man who told me what was wrong. You didn't go into the city, you come and see it yourself. So the Master has come and called for thee. Raise up your hands and raise it and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I'm a backslider. Take me back, Lord. I need the Holy Ghost. Heal me. I'm sick. Heal me. I'm crippled. Make me well. The Master has come and called for thee. Raise up your hand now and give me praise.
Oh, that's good, lady. Come right on. Who else will come in the presence of Christ? Come right up here to the church. Some other person that wants you to be your Savior right now. Not ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the Holy Angels. If you're not ashamed of him now, and you want him for your Savior, while he's here, you see him. It's so perfect. The work itself, man, you know it. Come up, all the saints are worshiping him. Won't you come up? God bless you, sir. Here comes an old lady coming to a real age. Won't you come now? I will. Say it now. I will bring. That's right, young folks. Come out all around. God bless you, lady. That's the way you get it. God bless you, young folks. Africa, I had 15 interpreters standing there before about 200,000 people.
And I'd say, Jesus Christ is Son of God, and it'd go all down this line and way down that line that you ever tried. And then you come back and have to think what you were saying, and it's just different. Oh, my. But I've seen 30,000 blanket natives give their heart to Jesus Christ, breaking their idols on the ground like a death storm.
You know, the
Alright. Is there someone missing or something? Yeah, make sure. That's fine. Say, Jerry, you know Brother Espinosa?
No, I don't.
Anybody know Brother Espinosa? He was once with me over in Mexico City when that little baby was raised in the bed. That's why he loved it. You've heard the story of it, of course. He's in his business with his voice and things. I want to go down there again. Such humble people, and they really believed they were. See, the church down there is always promising something, they never get to it. But here, in the Bible promise, we're at it. It's to us. We see it. And that makes it real. All right. Now, each one of you, give me your undivided attention for at least 10 minutes. Maybe I called too many. I don't know. I might have done wrong. All right. They've kind of gotten turned around there. Or just let them go on over into the line so they just think they are like that. Let's just begin to start to grab on. Get in the seat so we can sit down there for the audience. I think they're all of you. I want to see, as people watching, see, there's one thing you can't do. You can't have a disturbance. The Holy Spirit is in. How many know that? And you must be obedient during the time. How many have been in the meeting and see things go from one to another? Sure you have. Them lose their mind, go crazy, the seat fly around the building, and devils are cast out. Some of them paralyzed, they'd be packed out of the building, still paralyzed, too. Some of them died right there, right where they're standing, and dropped dead the night before. We're not playing church. It's the Holy Spirit. Just believe. A man standing one time trying to hypnotize me. They're in Canada. They're across from Detroit. What is that city up there? Yeah, no, across from Detroit. Windsor. Yeah, come over there to this party and go hypnotize people for the army, you know, make them bark like dogs and things like that. And that guy sitting out there, I kept feeling an odd spirit. And I noticed that the Holy Spirit said, son of the devil, why did he put that in your heart to come here? Because you did that, they'll pack you out of here. He's still paralyzed. That's been about 12 years ago. They pack you now. Yeah. God, still God. Same as us. Same. He never changed. But we can only believe. That's all we have to do is have faith. Now you look this way and believe. Now, if the Holy Spirit will tonight, I don't know that He will, but if He will come, now what kind of a sign are we looking for today? The resurrection of Christ.
Yes.
The proof that Jesus is alive among us. Is that right?
Everybody remember?
Don't the Bible, now have we got the sign of Sodom in the world today? Is that right? Got the sign of Noah in the world today? Is that right? Got all these other things? Now what did He say would take place in that time? The Son of Man would be revealed in that day. Is that right? What is revealed is made known. Anything that's made known is revealed. The Son of Man will be made known in that day. Well, if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, would you do the same thing to make yourself known? How many believe that? Now, have you got to everybody straighten out now? Now, friends, I don't overget to all of them. I want you all just to watch real close, be reverent, pray, believe. Now, please, see, especially if something happens to get away from you. Don't everyone jump up and go to sleep. Yes, about 2 months ago in my church, one Sunday morning, there's something, Satan doing something to attract attention to people. There was an Englishman there by the name of Wayne. He lives at my, we want his address, and we have his life. He sent tapes of his meetings from overseas. And the man resented what I said horribly. Now, I looked down and seen a horrible spirit on him. I had him on a private interview, told him, I said, Mr. Wayne, you have heart trouble. He even resented that. I said, what'd you come to me for? So about a month after he went to the doctor, the doctor said, you got a very bad heart. So he comes to the meeting that morning, and something was said, real hot-headed Englishman, you know. He resented that his wife, a wonderful Norwegian woman, a nurse, and is sitting there with him. And I said something, and he resented it right quick, you know. And what he did is, he's standing to the feet, they were singing. And what he did, his head went back, his eyes just flipped right straight back, his face turned real dark red like that death there. He fell dead on the floor. Well, the church went to going on, people screaming, and I said, sit down, you're trained better than that. You're trained better than that. And so his wife got down, possessed his heart, and was gone. She began to scream, and I said, sister, wait just a minute so I can get out of trouble. We don't know what the problem is. And there I went down there, he's just stiff. His eyes wasn't put on, his eyes were sticking right out like that. Like, I couldn't feel him more hard than I could feel him then. Till it all began to scream again. I said, we don't know what the Heavenly Father is going to do. And I said, maybe he did it for a purpose. I said, Brother Way was resenting. He said, he whispered to me that he was resenting what you said. And I said, he oughtn't to have done that. I said, Heavenly Father, forgive Brother Way for his error. And I called for his spirit to return. He said, Brother Man, there he was alive again, standing alone. Don't get, if anything gets away, just keep quiet. Keep quiet. It didn't happen to me now. But the church gets all tore up, then you see you grieve the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to praise God for something, that's good. But when everybody's jumping and watching this and that, and people getting up walking around and talking to one another, it just confuses you. Jesus couldn't even heal the people that way himself. Is that right? When he was here, he led them outside the city like that and put his hands on and prayed for them. Now, this lady standing here, she's a woman younger than I am. She looks healthy and strong. I don't know. Now, see, the church of yesterday, God's vindication time, lay hands up on her, pray for her, let her go to share faith to be healed. That's the way God did it. But he threw something else to her. See, the word of promise for today. I'm sure you understand what I mean. Now, I'm getting transpositioned here somewhere. I think this is better. Now, if this lady, I don't know her, but the Holy Ghost does know her. Now, here's exactly a Bible picture. Pamela, if you ever were there, the sign of that well is still there, and Vine's going to come out, Jesus met a woman. And he told her what her trouble was. And she knew that was the sign of the hour that the Messiah was there. Is that right?
Yes.
She knew it. Well, if he's the same today and promised the revealing that's the same, then it has to be his sign again. Now, I hope everybody understands it. I'm not meaning that's me, or I'm not meaning it's my brothers here or some man out there. I mean it's Jesus. Christ, not the anointed. See, he died that he might cause his ministry to be carried on by his church that recognizes his word. I don't mean it made any difference to me and just one of these men here. Not a bit, or one out there. We're all sinners, saved by grace, but it's his promise to do it. That's the reason I'm standing here now, because he promised it. And he said, go do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's no fear. Now, lady, I want you to look at me for a moment, teaching and preaching. Usually when I had my most successful meeting in the sermon and so forth, it's when you see the manager and preach. Mr. Baxter and then preach a while. I didn't have people walking on the platform, coming out of the room, somewhere free, walk right out, and they already had a prayer line lined up. I just went right in. See, but now, you have to swing yourself back around. Preaching is a gift. Inspired preaching. And the gift, some are apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists. That's the gift that's in the church. But it's possible we have more than one, like Paul or any of those. Now, if as long as there's an apostle, there's got to be a prophet. As long as there's a prophet, there's got to be an evangelist. Why is it ministers say there is a pastor and an evangelist, but there's no prophet? That's picking what you want to make it say something that doesn't. But God is his own interpreter of his word. He says for the tribe. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me something you've done, or who you are, or whatever I need, I don't know the thing. It's just like a dream. You see something, you're just going back. And whatever I say, what I see, I say. See? And then, that's a sign. See? And that is the voice of the sign. The sign is to do it. The voice is what it says. Then if that's true, and that's all true, then what I'm preaching here on this word got to be true, because that's the credential of the calling.
Hallelujah.
Now, hasn't that been proved by the Bible? Now, the audience believe that with all your heart? Now, this is what it says. Now, I don't know the woman. Here's my hands up, and here's the Word of God, and here's the ministry of sex. See? I don't know the woman. I've never seen her in my life as I know, and we're strangers one to another. I have no way of knowing. In fact, I just told the people to raise up their hands on this table. Now, can we, like those people, sign up? Now, look on me. I mean, like, I hear John pass through the gate, go and give us another. See, Jesus attracted her attention. See, he knew he had to go up there. The Father sent him up there, but he didn't know. The woman come out, and he thought that would be it. See? And then he talked to her until he found out what her trouble was when he told her. That's what I'm doing right now. It's me getting myself out of the way so he can come. Now, yes? I can tell you what's wrong with a woman by the grace of God. Her trouble is she has tumors, and those tumors are in the bowel. It's exactly right. You believe that he will heal that and make it well? You believe it? Got somebody else you're praying for, too, haven't you? You believe he'll heal his eyes and make him well, your little boy? They just sing that one thing to break it down.
Yes.
See? All right. Go ahead, Robert. She didn't catch it at first because she's pulling that on her mind. I see a light kept flashing back over again like that because she was praying for something else, and whatever it was, that was.
Yes.
See, if you just believe, or if you could explain it. Now, that ought to make every person in here. Yes, that one person ought to make every person in here believe right now. Is that right? How do you do? Now we are strangers with one another. We are strangers. I have no idea about you, who you are, where you come from, or anything about you. But God knows. Now, he will reveal to you what your trouble is. Will you believe him to be his servant? Now, be just as rightly as you can. Now, yes, you're suffering with a high blood pressure. That's right. It falls from the nervous condition, makes your blood real high. And then you get wore out with that. And you're very good person. Not a hitchhiker, she believes, she really believes. And I'm a thankful part of that. And say, by the way, this is just a nice person. You have a really sick family. Your husband's sick too. He has high blood pressure too. He also has heart trouble. You've got a son, and he's got heart trouble. And then you've got one that you're worried about. It's something dark, the boy is shattered. He's a drinker. He's alcohol and drinking. That's right, isn't that right? I think it'll be all right. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. If you can believe that what God said is true, that settles it. Don't you think that's right? Is this the truth? Isn't that what he said? He made the promise. So if he makes the promise, that settles it. That if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Now, you think that people have to have, they don't have to be standing on the platform. They don't have to be here. Not at all. She's just having a wonderful time out there. What about you out in the audience? Do you believe with all your heart? Every one of you? This lady sitting right here looking at me, right there, she suffers with heart trouble, with brown dress on, dark hair, wearing glasses. You have heart trouble. As soon as it's mentioned about the lady there, something struck upon you. Yes, right. Now, you're way away from me, but you got something, didn't you? You believe now with all your heart? If you raise up your hand, that's the truth. All right. Now, will you do me a favor? That lady sitting next to you has got her hand up there. She's suffering with a high blood pressure. If she'll believe with all her heart, it'll leave her too. That's right, raise up her hand. Now, tell me what they touched. What they touched. You believe God can heal heart trouble that separates you? You believe He heals your heart? You would if you let Him. You have done it if you just believe. But first, you've got to believe. You must believe. You're obligated to believe it because that's the only way that God can heal. You believe that with all your heart? This lady sitting here with a dark looking dress on, something wrong with her neck. Do you believe that God will make it well, lady? See? See, you don't have to be up here on the platform. Now look, just as soon as that light left her, it went right back. The lady started crying, sitting right behind her. Lady right behind her started weeping. What was it? She had a real strange feeling come over. If that's right, lady right behind her, raise up your hand. That's right. Real strange feeling come over. Now, the preacher did that because he wants to heal you from that stomach trouble and make you well. Do you believe him? Amen. If you just believe, just believe. That man sitting out there looking at me so curious with the rheumatism sitting out there when he was seeing out there. You believe that God will heal you with the rheumatism and make you well? If you believe it, God will make you well. If you can believe it. Don't you see that He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever? Can't you believe that with all this? What if I didn't say nothing? You know what's wrong. What if I didn't say anything? And this verse you go on through. Would you believe it with all your heart? I believe you got healed in tonight. You believe that God heals you, you heal your dad too, and they both of you well? Do you think you come out of the hospital with that heart problem? If you jump on the knee, that's all you have to do. Amen. Don't you see it's Him? How do you do it? Look at me just a minute. You have a weakness. That's right. Your mother's sick too here, isn't she? She has heart trouble. You believe that God will heal your mother of the heart trouble? Say it, by the way, just a minute. Your husband gets healed of stomach trouble too. Say it, just a moment. Your daughter has something wrong with her throat. You believe He healed that also? Yes, your grandchild has pain cells like has got a little baby. You believe that you do? Hallelujah! What are we doing? Why don't we believe Him? Are you ready to believe Him? Then let's stand up on our feet while He's calling the Holy Ghost. Stand up and give Him praise and believe Him out loud. Every one of you. I pronounce that the Holy Ghost is here, the Bible fulfilled, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is. Give me praise, Alan, and you'll be healed. Now I'm going to tell you what you've done. You've done the hardest thing you've ever done. These 200 or 300 people here all day long. Let me show you in the name of the Lord that I'm lying for one thing. Look, some of you people in here, pray. Here. Here sits a lady sitting here with a white coat on, little white jacket, looking right at me. I think she is a Christian, but she's praying for an infirmity. She has arthritis. Do you believe that God can make you well, heal you? And you can heal. The next man sitting next to you there has something wrong with his ears. Do you believe God can heal your ear trouble, sir, and make you well? Yes. Raise up your hand if you will. Now please be reverent just a moment. The man right next to him is suffering with a heart trouble. Do you believe that God can heal you, sir, with a heart trouble? I don't know, you're a stranger to me. Is that right? You're a stranger. Well, listen. If God would tell me who you are, would it help you? Can you hear me all right? Your name is Mr. Blackwood. Do you believe He can tell me where you're from? You're from Riverbank, California. If that's right, stand up on your feet. I never seen him in my life. All right. God bless you, sir. Your faith made you well. That lady sitting right next to you there has got nervous trouble. You want to be healed your nervousness? Raise up your hand if you do. Lay your hand over on her, mister, that she'll be healed. The lady sitting next to you now has sugar diabetes with a red dress on. She wants to be prayed for, too. See? She wants to be prayed for. Have faith. Here's a lady sitting way back here.
She's ready for an operation if she can just, oh God. She's got a fallen wound. Her name is Miss Maxwell. Believe. Raise up. Accept your healing. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't have a prayer card. All right? You don't need one. Raise up your hand. That's right. I don't know you. If that's right, wave your hand. We're strangers to one another. Wave your hand. Like this. What does she touch? She never touched me. Mr. Stewart, would you want to be healed too? Nervousness and believe that God will make you well? I'm a stranger to you, but that's who you are. And you suffer with the nervousness. You can't hardly hold yourself together. Stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of Jesus. Here's a lady sitting back behind you there. She's got a nervousness too. She's got something wrong in the muscle in her body. She's going to miss it. Mrs. Newell, stand up. Is that your name? That's who you are? Believe. You believe? Sure. Here's a lady sitting right here. She's got heart trouble and high blood pressure. You believe that, right, sister? Stand up at this time. The lady sitting next to me there. She's got trouble in her chest. That's right. Stand up. Tell the lady next to her she's got goodness on her face. Those tumors, like, she can't want that healing on her stand up and say, now there's a group of you in here. All the men are over. See the Holy Ghost. That's God. Once more, I'm going to make this call. That's the vindication that I'm telling you the truth. God's speaking to people here, and you're a little bit in doubt. Would you be honest enough to put up your hand and say, yes, Brother Branham, I've always been just a little shaky. I want more of God. I know there's something I'm lacking in here. An hour to have on us profess the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Raise up your hand. Would you do that? Just be honest with yourself. The Holy Ghost is never wrong. Why don't you come up there and settle that down?
How many out there, I don't see a person there that I know, all that's in this crowd, and I don't know, you probably prayer cards is all over the place. But you sitting out there that's sick or got a need or something, and you know that I know nothing about you, raise up your hand. It's just everywhere you are. See? It's just everywhere. May the Lord help us now. Don't no one move. Don't, please, no one move. This is a great thing. Now, you know the enemy's saying, trying to explain it, there's no way of doing it. Now, the Bible said, which is the Word, that he's the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? Now, sometimes faith is unknown to you. You got it and you don't know it. You try to push yourself into something, you miss it. You go over the top of it. It's so humble and simple. And he is the high priest that can be touched by our infirmities. Then if you touched him, he'd act like he did before. Is that right? Now watch. You see this woman sitting right down here? I don't know the little soul. She's just sitting there, but somehow she's in contact with God. Because in the dimension that I'm now looking in, I see the woman. And she's conscious that something's going on. She's praying for her children who's not here. That is right. I don't know her. I've never seen the woman, but she was deeply concerned about the children. Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is here, the Holy Spirit, who, you see, if we can get ourselves out of the way, see, not to heal you, I can, see, or to give you your desire, I can. See, that has to come through God, unless you tell me to tell you something. Now, but if he can reveal to me what the matter with that child or whatever it is, you will believe me to be his servant? You will. Now, the whole audience, if you wish, the ladies sitting right here, would you stand up? Now, the Bible laying here before me, I do not know the woman. I've never seen her. I hear her. Come right back to sight, audience. Please, everyone, be reverent. See, when you see something, see if the Spirit moves, throws me off again. Yes, the lady has three children she's praying for, and all three of them are shattered. That is, they are not Christians. they're unsaved. That is right. One of them is a girl, and she has a sore on her leg up high. That's right, isn't it? One's something wrong with her eyes, one of all. The other's got heart trouble. And there's an alcoholic. That's true. Is that your desire? Is that what you want from God? Then I ask in Jesus' name that He gives you what you desire.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You need me?
Hallelujah.
Here's a lady, just as I said that, the surgeon. She's sitting right back here. She's suffering with arthritis. Her name is Miss Thomason, if she won't know. Yeah. I am a stranger to you. I never seen you in my life, but that's who you are. Do you believe me to be a servant, lady? Do you believe what I said is true and comes from God? You're suffering with arthritis. That's your husband sitting there by you. He's suffering too. He has something wrong in his veins. It's called hardening of the artery. That's right. And he has something wrong with his feet also. That is right. And then you're trying to quit drinking. You want to do it. You're an alcoholic. But you're trying to quit drinking. You believe me to be his servant? Will you accept me as God's servant? Then I deliver you from that. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
You believe, sir. Give your heart for Christ. See the ministers about baptism and the things over for you. You just believe. You believe?
Yes.
If thou canst believe. Got something wrong with your side, have you, honey? If you believe with all your heart, God will heal it. Sitting there next to you, have diabetes. Do you believe that God will heal the diabetes for you and make you well? Heart trouble. You believe God will heal the heart trouble? Also, heart trouble next. You believe God will heal the heart trouble next? That's right. Do you believe He'll do that? This big lady sitting here a few minutes ago, when I was preaching, come down about identifying yourself, she looked right straight towards me. You were healed then. You had kidney trouble.
Lord,
that's right. Stand up on your feet.
Yeah.
Well, you remember, was a strange feeling come to you and I said that about identifying yourself? You had a real strange feeling. Look right straight to me. That's when it took place. The woman right away. Just believe God. That's all. See? The Word is made manifest. Cost your breath, sir. You believe God can heal you of heart trouble, make you well? The man with the gray hair, nice looking fellow sitting there. You believe God will heal a heart trouble? You do. Your wife sits there now. You believe I can tell you what's wrong with your wife by the help of God? You believe that God can tell me what's wrong with her? It's anemia, a blood condition. That's right. You believe God will make you both well now? You do? You accept it? Now the lady sitting next to her, see that going down there? That lady has something wrong with her back. You believe God will heal the back trouble, lady, and make you well? The man next to you has arthritis. You believe God will heal you the arthritis, sir? You accept it? You do? Got your hand up? All right. How about the little lady sitting there looking right at you, right next to you? Yes, she prayed for her mother. Mother in the hospital with infection. That's right. You put up your hand right next to your sister. It wasn't the mother you're praying for. This lady's praying for her mother in the hospital. But your daddy's got cancer you're praying for. And that's right. The next lady has lung trouble. You believe God will heal the lung trouble? Now I see, it's just got this tummy. It's blinded almost. He got 20 or 30 people across there. Huh? Where are you identified now?
Amen.
Are you identified as saying, I am a believer, I believe God, or I believe that this is Him? Do you identify, are you, can you be identified with that word and say, God promised that what Jesus did then, He did again today, and I believe that we're living in the days of Sodom, and just before the destruction of the world, and Jesus promised that He had manifested Himself again just like He did at Sodom, like He was doing there, and like He's doing now. Do you believe it? Then all you that have prayer cards in this one row here, this section here, stand up against the wall that way. Go right out of your place. Stand up against the wall. All on this side. Now, let those that are in this section that have prayer cards, the middle section, stand up in this aisle. Stand out this way. Don't move over now. Stand out of the aisle. Now wait.
I want this crowd over on this side to stand this way. Look, turn this way. I want this crowd to go around this way. Go back through the aisle. Go back that way. Come out and join yourself over here. Now, all that's in this other section that has prayer cards, stand up in this aisle this way. That's right. Come out here. You go back towards the back and join behind me. Now, you're either going to see a complete flock, or you're going to see the glory of God. Now, what are you identified today with, believers? Or you have to be entertained, or are you going to believe God? Some of them in the Bible time, as even the shadow of St. Peter, a fisherman who couldn't sign his name, the shadow of that man that showed the same sign that you see here today passed over the people and they were healed. How many knows that's true? Now,
amen.
Brother, you're not left out. Bobby, if there be a pastor here that believes in praying for the sick, I don't want to leave you people think he's sent up here as an evangelist and with a gift of discernment and so forth like that, and the prophetic hour that we're living in, to make you think that your pastor just as much as anybody else. He's a servant of Christ with the same authority that I have or anybody else has. Our authority is Jesus Christ. And I'm going to have them come down here and pray with me while we're praying. Every pastor in here that believes in divine healing and wants to stand with us here, will you come and take your stand with me here while I'm praying for the sick? Any of you pastors that wants to come, this group of pastors, sponsoring pastors, I ask the marriage, it makes no difference what the pastor is, what church he belongs to. If you're Presbyterian, Lutheran, or Catholic priest, come here and stand with us if you believe the message of Christ. If you believe in divine healing, come here and lay your hands upon. Surely you wouldn't separate as a servant of Christ. You wouldn't separate yourself from the human beings, no matter whether they belong to your manse or not, or your parish. You wouldn't separate yourself from them. You'll believe. Now, you're welcome to come here and help with me laying hands upon these sick people that they might be healed. All right, I think the lines are about ready to start. I want the ushers now to get their places so they can help with the people. Now, so that everybody will understand. Now, listen real close. Can you hear? Say amen. Say it again. Look, I'm going to give you I can't take each person, stand there and pray with them and have discernment. I'd go about five or six more and then be taking you away to the building. You know that. Jesus, a woman touched him and he turned around and told her what her trouble was all about, and he said, virtue's gone out of me, strength. One person. And that was God manifested in flesh. This is just a little gift to manifest him. A promise gift for the day. Notice, friend, Peter one time was called on the scene where there's a woman dead by the name of Dorcas. All of you remember, say amen.
Amen.
And he went over and knelt down and prayed. After, listen now, you people in the prayer line. After he prayed, he went over and laid hands on Dorcas and she came to life. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, brethren, I want you in this congregation to join in with me. Look here, standing here, about 500 people or maybe more, standing here this afternoon to be prayed for. Now, let us pray a prayer of faith, each one of us. And then when the people come by, when you lay your hands up on them, lay them up on there with faith that it's going to happen. I'm going to believe. With all my heart, I'm going to believe. Our Heavenly Father, now the great march will start through here. Hundreds of people will pass through and under these ministers' hands. Let them realize, Lord, that they're just passing under the cross. They're passing under where the blood was shed to make this what we're doing to be real. For he that hung on the cross said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And let the people accept it. You promised you would save whosoever will. You can't save the world because whosoever will won't believe you. You went into a city, many, many works you couldn't do because of unbelief. Neither will you be able to help one person to come through this line unless they're willingly from the bottom of their heart to identify themselves with the believers and the Word of God that the thing's over. May this great identification come now. That when each of these people passes under the hands of these ministers, may the Holy Spirit place into their heart that they have did the bidding of God. And may they go out of here rejoicing, healed for the kingdom of God's sake. We obey you, Lord, in this act, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want someone, Roy, come here if you will, and saying, only believe, I want the rest of you, your head bowed, and everybody praying. Now, these are mothers, fathers, and children, little sick babies, people dying with cancer. If it was you, you want somebody sincere. And we want that sincerely. Now, let's all bow our heads now, and we'll step down here among my brethren to pray for the sick. You know, it's been a most wonderful time in this fellowship. And I've noticed something this afternoon. I don't know whether you did or not. 90% of those people that were healed before they even got to where I was at.
Praise the Lord.
They were screaming and shouting and giving God praise before they got there. Now we're going to pray for these handkerchiefs. Lord Jesus, we know that in the Bible they said they took from the body of St. Paul. Not because he was Paul, but because that he was your servant, Lord. He was your ambassador. And we know that they say that sickness and diseases departed. Many people could not attend the meeting, and they sent a handkerchief to represent them. God, let the angel of the Lord, he was the one who looked down upon the Red Sea and got scared. And Israel went on to their promise. Granted, Lord, that this will be the same. May these handkerchiefs laying upon the sick heal the sick. For the kingdom of God's sake. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. Now, I just want to say a word or two to you because I really appreciate you. I appreciate these fine ministers all down the line and cutting their time to help and everything. Maybe you might have thought, brother, that while the discernment was going on and so forth down here, I didn't know what you were praying about. But the Lord Jesus reminded me of it. I know what. Don't worry about your mom. She'll be all right. And you sitting there, let's sign up for female trouble. I know her all along. You're going to be over it. Don't worry. See, it was behind the scenes, but you're in front. He knows all about it. See, now you've come through the prayer line of the same God that would anoint you before the service. Here he is doing the same thing. Just, and he's just the same yesterday and ever. Do you believe him? Oh, isn't he wonderful? Isn't this something? Yeah, how many know this song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts in Christian Love? Could you give? How many out there does not have a prayer card? And you want Jesus to heal you, and you know he can heal you. Raise your hand. I don't care if you're in a balcony, wherever you are. Now look, if you don't, that woman that touched the garment while they're lining them up, that woman that touched his garment, she didn't have any prayer card maybe. But she said, now listen closely. She said within her heart, I believe that man. If I can touch his garment, I'll be made whole. She had a blood issue. How many remembers the story? She slipped through the crowd, maybe crawled around between them, little pale, sickly woman, and she touched his garment, and the Palestinian garment hangs loose. He'd never feel that. I would feel if he touched my pocket, and my coat fits me tight. But then Palestinian garments, and they have an underneath garment. And she touched his garment, and he stopped and said, who touched me? She went back out in the audience. He said, well, Peter said, Lord, that don't sound good. Everybody's touching you. He said, but I perceive I've gotten weak. Virtue, strength went out of me. How many remembers it?
Amen.
And he looked all around through the audience until he found her. Is that right?
Yes.
And said, thy faith has saved thee. Is that right?
Yes.
Now look, minister, does the Bible say that Jesus Christ, Hebrews 3, is a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? How many knows the Bible says that? Well, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, how would he act today? As he did yesterday, sure.
Now, you see, it would do no good to touch me. I'd be like your brother, your husband, your father, whatever it might be. Wouldn't be no virtue in me. But if you, your faith can touch him, then watch him turn. Just try it. Don't try it. That's too much today of trying. You do it.
Yeah.
I'd be real reverent. Be quiet. Now, just a few moments. Well, tell these things that I said that sounded good. But you see, are they true or not? That's the next thing. Is this all I hear the Mohammedans talk, Sikhs, Jains, Buddha? Oh, my. Mohammedans. But they can't, they can talk about something that was, but what about now? If he isn't, if he's a god of history, he's no good to us today. If he's a god of history only, if he isn't the same yesterday and forever, then the Bible told something wrong. Now, if he can get me in his submissive will, if he can get you in his will, then working between us, see, that's where the power of God comes. Now, if that man is sick, I want him to sit right where he's at. And now, can you see him from the audience? He's sitting right here. Bring his chair right up here if you want to. Can you feel like walking over here, sir? All right. Just come right here and sit down. Bring the chair right here, Brother Grant, if you will, so the man can sit here just a moment. All right. Now, just sit down right there, sir. I've been noticing the man for a few minutes just about to pass out. Must be seriously sick. I do not know. And if I did know and could help him and wouldn't do it, then I'm not fit to stand behind this platform here and talk to you people, you Christians. But the man probably is not as old as I. And this is our, probably we're unknown to each other. You don't know me, I suppose.
Yes, I do.
You know me, but I don't know you. Oh, you saw me at Jonesboro about 15 years ago when I was over there in Union, yes, sir. Well, that was a great time over there. I believe that was Brother Richard Reed.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this man is sitting here suffering, if I could heal him and wouldn't do it, what kind of a person would I be? But I can't heal him. But now, if we would see Jesus, and Jesus was standing here with this suit of clothes on that he gave me, now would Jesus say, come here and I'll heal you? Now, be careful if you know your Bible. No, sir. He's already done it. He couldn't do it today. He's already done it. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were saved. With his stripes we were healed. Right. Now, but Jesus could declare himself to make known to this man what's his trouble or something the matter or something he's done. Is that right? And that would let him know that Christ was here, because I don't know him. Here's my hands up. He said he was in the Jonesboro meeting. That was 15 years ago. I've never seen the man in my life. As though he might have sat back tomorrow. Well, I don't know any yet. I believe I know this is Mr. Way sitting right here, an Englishman sitting right here that I know. Dropped dead in my church the other day in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Dropped dead. There's his wife here somewhere. It's a nurse. While I was speaking, the man dropped dead, fell right there dead. Went out and laid hands up on him. Here he stands. If I could just get the congregation quiet long enough, the Holy Spirit can come down. Don't get excited. Just sit still. Now, sir, I want you to look up this way just a minute. I've been speaking, and I'm here to help you. Now, if I can help you, I'll do everything I can. Now, what I've said here in the Scripture, God's obligated, because I believe this is the last day. God is obligated to fulfill that word. And that's what he promised to do. And if he would be able to tell me something you have done, or something's wrong with you, or what you're here for, or whatever it is, you'd know whether that's true or not. You're a witness of that. But now if I come up here and lay hands on you and say, glory to God, you're healed, glory to God, that would be all right. That's perfectly all right. You believe it. But what if he tells you what you have done, or some cause or reason you are sick, or something like that, then you know, if he could tell you what has been, he'd sure know what will be like. You believe that, audience?
Amen.
Now, what am I doing to the man? I'm trying to contact his spirit, just as our Lord did at the well to that woman. I don't know him. I've never seen him. Now, as many in here sick, many praying, and our Heavenly Father, we take every spirit in here under our control for the glory of God, that your scriptures might be fulfilled. The Bible said that's why Jesus healed, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And that's the reason you're showing mercy in this last day, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. We just talked of them tonight. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Now you look on me just a moment, just to see if the Lord will reveal to me what's your trouble. And if He will you, if He tells me what's your trouble, you look like you're very sick, if you tell me what's wrong with you or something, you'll believe in. You know it's got to be Him. How many audience will believe? One thing you're suffering tremendously with is a hernia. That hernia is making you sick. That's right. Is that right? Raise up your hand. That's what's making you sick.
Praise the Lord.
Down on you. You bleed?
Yes.
Here's another thing. You got a spot on the right side of your face. You're worried about that. Let me tell you something else. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You got a spot on your right hip, too, underneath your clothes. That's right. Raise up your hand. How do you believe? Go and be well. Jesus Christ will be well. Go believe Him. Don't doubt it. Hey, just come this way. Don't be ugly. Brother, just go believe Him now and everything will be all right for you. You believe now? Just have faith. All right. That, you know, I didn't know. Here, come. I don't know you. We're strangers to one another, I suppose. If that's right, so the audience can see that we're strangers. If this is just like where our Lord met a woman one day. And here we meet again, we meet after 2,000 years on His promise, and here's a man and woman meet in the same way. I've never seen you in my life. I guess we're total strangers, but God knows both of us. Now, if the Holy Spirit, Christ, in here, in you, will reveal what you're standing here for, or something about you, would you feel enthused like that woman did that day? Now, what you're here for is prayer. And prayer is for a condition in your breast. That's right. If that's true, raise up your hand. Now, you believe God can tell me which breast it is? It's the right breast. That's right. People keep staying out there, somebody comes in and saying he's guessing that. I'm not guessing that. Don't think that. Now, Henderson, I remember you can't hide your thoughts now. Here, you should believe you're a preacher. A lady preacher. That's right, isn't it? Or go believe me, I'm going to be all right. God bless you. You believe? How do you do? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. God does know you. That's right. Raise up your hand. So you're a lot younger than I am. Maybe the woman that met our Lord was a lot younger. Now, another woman stood here. Somebody out there believing. There she sits right there. She's got trouble in her chest. Is that right? Whose garment did you touch? His. It's over now. Jesus Christ makes you well. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that woman's 20 feet from me. But she touched not me. She touched the high priest. Don't you see? I had my back to her. It shows that He is the same one that made the promise just the same day. You're suffering with a nervous trouble. Very nervous. Especially in the late of the evening when you get tired and wore out. You're real nervous. Then you have a poison in your body. Poison in your blood. Trying. And then you've got a real burden for somebody to be saved, haven't you? That's right. You believe now? All right, go. If you have faith, don't doubt. Have faith in God. Just believe. How do you do, lady? I'm a stranger to you, I suppose. If that's right, so we hold up our hands so they'll see. I've never seen her in my life. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? If the Lord Jesus will tell this woman, right here now. Something about her that I know nothing about. Well, if we're strangers, she's just standing here soon. All right? Would you believe? You got stomach trouble bothering you. Sitting right there with a black coat on. It's bothering you right now. That's right, raise up your hand. Mm-hmm. You know why? It's this woman's stomach too. Mm-hmm. See? That's right. See that black streak running between them there? It's a devil. See? He's trying to get away from it. See? He can't hide from God. That's one thing sure. We're in the presence of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You must believe, have faith. What did he touch? He never touched me. I don't know the man. He's a stranger to me. Are we strangers to one another, sir? I don't know. You raise up your hand if that's right. See? What did he touch? Jesus Christ. Don't fail to see something.
Right.
Now, this lady here. Yes. Oh, the lady's shattered. It's death upon her. She's suffering with cancer. And the cancer is in the stomach and also in the colon. They just gave her up. She's dying of cancer. That is true, isn't it, lady? That's what you've been told. Now, look here. There's only one hope you have. That's Christ. You believe me to be his servant? Something's got to tell me that, hasn't it? Something's got to. I don't want to go up myself. If I tell you who you are, would you believe me to be his prophet? Would it help you? Would you? Miss Crosley? Then you turn to home. You believe?
How many of you believe now with all your heart? Stand up on your feet and accept it. Just raise out and say, I believe. Raise up your hands everywhere. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the devil and all his powers be rebuked. May the Lord Jesus Christ, who has promised of this for the last day, he's here now. Let it come to pass, Lord, at this hour, that the people will not fail. May they see what God's shaking before them just before the fire falls. May this Abraham group, this royal seed of Abraham, understand the hour that we're living. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, touch every sick person in here. Heal them, Lord. May their faith realize that they're standing in the presence of the God that saved them and will touch them at that day. May his power fall upon them now and heal everyone here.